You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and we're being joined on the phone by St. Paul Lutheran Paducah pastor Corey Aker to talk about the 57th Lions Club WPSD Telethon. Pastor Aker, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you very much for having me on the program.
My goodness, $25 million over the years you've raised, the Lions Club in Paducah has raised with WPSD and projects just like this one. It starts Saturday at 10 p.m. and goes until 1 p.m. Sunday at the Carson Center in Paducah. And it's what I guess Ed Sullivan must have called a really big shoe.
That's right. Well, and $25 million over 57 years is, you're right, a lot of money, and more important than that, a lot of good things have been done with that at the local centers, Easter Seals in West Kentucky, TLC of Southern Illinois. We're really proud to be a part of that.
Describe the benefit of this money. It's for developmentally handicapped people to have a place to work, isn't it?
A place to work. Sometimes it's a daycare situation, just various programs that things like the Telethon of Stars provide resources for, so that, for example, Easter Seals of West Kentucky can open up the lily pad that helps offer a daycare for kids who actually need quite a bit of more medical support without the funding of organizations like the Lions Club and the Telethon of Stars. It would be a lot more challenging for them to pull off these kinds of major projects.
So will you be on your feet for the entire time?
Well, I think so. Last year I got to be the observer of it, and I did stay for the entire thing. It's really a fun thing to watch from start to finish, and all of the production that goes into it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I see Daly and Vincent headlining, and you really have the best you can get in bluegrass, I think.
That's right.
They've been around the region for a while. Tell me about the rest of the stars that are coming through to help.
Well, along with Daly and Vincent, who, you're right, they are at the top of their game in bluegrass music. Along with them are a couple of up-and-coming folks from Nashville, Anne-Marie Boscovich and Sammy Arriaga. What we also want to do this year is kind of get back to some of the local roots, and so the Grand Rivers Variety folks are going to come up and give us part of their program. There is an a cappella group from Southern Illinois called The Blend that will be with us. Perry Mike Jeffries, Reggie LaFay, Eric Horner, Lou Jaton, and 61 South will all be with us. And we do have a slight change from our usual soap star. This year we're going to have Melissa Reeves. She's also from Days of Our Lives, and she's also bringing her husband and daughter, who Scott and Emily, and they're going to be some of our musical talent this year. So really a lot of fun people coming, a nice spectrum of music, really something for everybody.
Todd Faulkner and Jennifer Rukovina headlining for WPSD, along with their local six MCs, putting in a lot of work over the weekend. Tell me something. I've seen on Facebook that there's been an individual dancing. Who is that?
Well, I can't think of his name off the top of my head here, but he's been doing this for years, and he raises thousands of dollars every time, and he's out there dancing in front of Kroger for really over a week leading up to the Telethon of Stars. And it's one fun way that folks have found to really support the telethon outside of that window of about 15 hours that we're actually on air.
Now tell me something. How do people participate by phone if they're not able to make it to the Carson Center?
You can either watch the telethon on WPSD Local 6, or you can actually watch it online, and there'll be an 800 number that they can call. And they can make a donation by calling that phone number. Also, if they want to look online, they can actually donate just by clicking the Donate Now button online. And let me give you the website for that. It's telethonofstars.org. So pretty easy to remember, and it's a very user-friendly website as well.
What is the monetary goal for this 57th Lions Club Telethon of Stars?
Well, the monetary goal is to raise as much as we possibly can, obviously, for the sake of the centers and the individuals that are served. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000 is really my personal goal. We've kind of seen a trend with the economy, unfortunately, over the last several years, where the amount of contributions has gone down, and that makes sense. However, we live in a very giving and generous community. This is one of the ways that that our region comes together and supports each other. So I'm really looking for probably an increase and really hoping and praying for that for the sakes of the individuals that we'll be serving.
Once again, the children and adults with developmental disabilities who are served are in Kentucky, Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, and Northwest Tennessee. So you've got people to help in a very wide area, and seems to me like the goal is achievable because of that need.
Sure, absolutely is. And one other thing that I'd say, as you mentioned, each of the four states, any money raised in a particular state also stays in that state and goes to support the children and adults in those particular centers. So, for example, Tennessee folks, the money raised there will go to a Tennessee group that is working with developmentally disabled individuals.
Now, I'm assuming that this telethon is the primary activity of the Paducah Lions Club. Am I right?
It is the largest activity that we do. It's not the only thing that we do.
Well, what else? What else is the club involved in?
Well, Lions Club in Paducah and internationally is known for our work with sight and helping to provide folks with eyeglasses, resources, especially for folks who may not have the means to get certain operations or different things like that. There's an organization in Kentucky called the Kentucky Lions Eye Foundation, and we support folks and try to get them up there for some really some intricate kind of procedures that they might not be able to get otherwise. So you might see Lions out doing things like candy days at a Walmart or other local store, just giving out candy and collecting any change that we might have, all in the kind of in the name of raising some money for eyeglasses and eye care.
Now, will the Lions members be gophers and announcers and accountants for this telethon coming up?
Well, all of the announcing is going to be done by the WPSD staff, but you will see Lions behind the scene at every single level of this, and we have a dedicated crew of men and women, people who have been doing this for years. They're fantastic to work with. As the chair of the telethon, we kind of come in for 1 year and chair the thing. But there are people who have been in these positions for, like I said, years, probably decades, really. They know what they're doing.
A well-oiled machine.
Absolutely.
Well, excellent. Well, Pastor Aker, thank you very much for being with us, and good work ahead on the Telethon of Stars. Again, it's 10 p.m. Saturday till 1 p.m. Sunday at the Carson Center in Paducah, live streaming and a website where you can make a contribution as well.
And don't forget to come down to the Carson Center. It's a great show.
Sure enough. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.